Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show that helps you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Condrit is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of 7 best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now your host, America's favorite eye doctor, Dr. Edward Condrit.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condrit, and I'm here every Sunday evening to help you find out more information on how to restore lost vision. And happy holidays to everyone. This evening's show, we're going to focus on an interesting topic, holiday lights and miracles that occur over this season. You know, being in medicine, I've experienced many, many miracles that just can't be explained by science. And during this time of the year, it's, you know, we reflect on these miracles and we wonder what's behind them. So my first guest is Anadi Martel, who's a physicist, and he's an authority on light. In fact, he's the president of the International Light Association, which is a world organization. In fact, we're having our annual meeting here in the United States next year. So I'm sure he's going to give you some information about that, those of you that want to learn more about light. So, Anadi, thank you so much for taking time to be on Healthy Vision.
Yes, Ed, it's a pleasure to join you. Actually, I'm talking to you from the northern climes. I'm in Quebec, and it's very cold. It's minus 15 centigrade here, and I'm surrounded by snow, so definitely in the Christmas spirit.
So let me ask you this. Are the holiday lights up in the city of Montreal?
Oh, they definitely are. We use them a lot here.
You know, I think, you know, for me, it's kind of joyous to see the holiday lights during this season. And both of us being students of light therapy, there's a magic that takes place, you know, with the different spectrums of light affecting the autonomic nervous system. And, you know, light is very healing. And so, you know, my theory is that the magical lights over the Christmas holidays somehow are channeling the healing energy of the universe. What are your thoughts on that from a physicist's point of view?
I think it's a very beautiful vision. It's clear that colors have a tremendous influence on us, both biologically, on our bodies, on our cells, but also on our minds, on our consciousness, on cognitive aspects. And I guess that's what you're referring to, by the joy that can be brought by these pure colors around us.
You know, when you see a Christmas tree with the spectrum of light and, you know, the holiday ornaments, it's a, you know, it's a festive, puts you in a festive mood. And of course, each color light, each spectrum has a certain healing modality. And, you know, I can't help but think about the device that you developed, that wonderful sphere that changes color light. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that, and maybe just enlighten the listeners, you know, your experience with using light for healing.
Right, you're referring to the Sensora, which is a light therapy device that I've been developing over the years. And, well, I guess the first thing to understand when we talk about healing with light is that there's really two broad currents unfolding currently. One is this whole new light medicine that we see being created around us through recent discoveries, very important discoveries about how light affects our bodies. I'm referring to the discovery of photobiomodulation, which explains why light can regenerate cells, and also the discovery of the non-visual optic pathway, which explains how light affects our inner rhythms, our circadian rhythms, and has a profound impact on our whole hormonal balance and so on. So these two very important discoveries were made very recently, just in the last 10, 15 years. And through those, light is becoming more and more clearly a primary tool in medicine. And this is very new because up to this time, light was not at all seen in this way. It was actually considered as quackery to be using light or pretending to use light to heal in any way. For most of the 20th century, that was the case. So it's a very interesting transition phase for us working with light, because now light is really becoming mainstream. But there's a second way of working with light, which is still remaining alternative and less known, more part of the parallel medical field, and that's the use of colors, specifically chromotherapy, pure colors. And this is not so well understood yet by the scientific medical field of light medicine. And this is more connecting to ancient traditions. All ancient people, civilizations, have been using colors as a way of healing in different forms. So when we use colors today, we kind of connect with those ancient traditions. Of course, with the benefit of new technologies that are available to us. And one of the most beautiful things we can do today is that we have the ability to create very pure colors, nearly monochromatic colors, that is, colors with a single pure frequency, just seen in the rainbow section. And we all know how these pure colors fascinate us. What a powerful impact they have on us. I think everybody's fascinated by the beauty of the rainbow. So now we have the possibility to easily create very pure colors, and that's what we see with all these Christmas lights, all these LED light sources that have really exploded in the last few years since LEDs really have been available so cheaply and so widely. So it's kind of a new phenomenon that we have access to these very pure light sources so easily all around us.
I guess, the history of the holiday season and Christmas, candles were used. They didn't have the spectrum of light that we have currently, or the candlelight was passed through glass, stained glass, which gave it some color characteristics. But of course, I guess even a stained glass window doesn't have the purity or the monochromatic or the single tone. And your comment that these monochromatic lights, especially now with modern technology, with the LEDs, we're able to get very, very specific wavelengths of light, which, are fascinating. And, I think that they have much more medicinal value that, researchers like us, all the members of the International Light Association and the College of Syntonics, of course, it's not new for us. The College of Syntonics have been using various spectrums of light for healing eye disease for close to 75 years. But it was kind of portrayed as quackery by the traditional medical profession. But now with the advent of called laser and laser light being used to treat pain and also being demonstrated actually to cause a physiological reaction in the body. It's just very, very exciting times. You know, we're coming up to a break right now on Healthy Vision, and with me is Anadi Martel, who's a physicist, and he's an authority on light. He's president of the International Light Association. When we come back from break, I want Anadi to give all of you information on the annual International Light Association meeting, which is going to be held in the United States. So that is really exciting to have this world organization come to the U.S. So we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Give the gift of sight. Dr. Edward Kondrat wants to make your holiday shopping easy for the perfect gift. 20% off his best-selling book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Gift wrapped and shipped at no extra charge. Each book will be signed by Dr. Kondrat. What better gift than giving the gift of sight? Take advantage of this special holiday offer. This book is the perfect holiday gift. Only $19.95, includes gift wrapping and shipping in the United States. A signed copy of Dr. Kondrat's best-selling book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Order by going to kondratspecial.com. KondratSpecial.com. Or call 800-430-9328. Give the gift of sight. Order by going to kondratspecial.com. Or call 800-430-9328.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease, such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a 2-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Imagine what it would be like to regenerate any part of your body. Imagine if this was available now. Stem cells are in the news every day. Can they help improve your vision? Can they regenerate lost vision? Stem cells are the primitive cells in our body that have the ability to generate into any tissue. Dr. Kondrat has been investigating stem cells to help restore vision for over 10 years. Learn about a new type of stem cell that is now available that is far superior than previously available cells. Learn the details about this in a special report to help you understand important facts. Stem cells are changing the way doctors are approaching many diseases, including eye disease. Can these powerful cells help you with irreversible vision loss? Dr. Kondrat has produced a special report to help you understand your options with stem cells, far superior than previously available cells. Call now for your free report. 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Are stem cells for you? Call 800-430-9328 for your free report.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. And with me is Anadi Martel, a physicist, and we're talking about light. And also joining me shortly will be Dr. Amy Offit, a wonderful medical doctor who believes in miracles. There will be talking about miracles. But as I promised you, I'd like Anadi to tell us a little bit of information about the annual International Light Association meeting, which is going to be held in the United States this year, which is exciting.
Yeah, the International Light Association is a truly international group. We have people from really every continent. And usually the conference is most often held in Europe. So it's only the second time that we come to North America in 14 years. And it's the first time we'll be in the U.S. So we're very, very much looking forward to come. We'll be in Miami for April 30 to May 3rd. So these 3-4 days coming soon. And the conference is really for anybody who's curious or interested in how light can be used for healing, for wellness, in all the various dimensions. So we of course are very much connected to the light medicine field and all its wonderful new discoveries. We also have people working with different modalities of light healing, some which are, as I just mentioned, connected from ancient traditions. And so we have lots of therapists, people who really work in a very practical way with light and colors daily to help people in various ways.
Is there a website, Anadi, that people can go to get more information?
Yes, it's the international-light-association.org
website. Okay, so make sure you get those dashes in there. International
dash. Yeah, dash, not underline, not underscore, but dash.
Okay,
and,
great.
So the whole program is available there.
We're going to shift the topic a little bit. We're going to be talking about miracles. And I have an interest, you know, being an ophthalmologist, eye surgeon, alternative doctor, I always had an interest in visiting shrines and sacred places where blindness have been cured. And my wife and I have had several trips to Lourdes. We visited the Saint Freud Chapel in France. And here in the United States, it's the Sanctuario de Chimayo, which is in New Mexico. It's a chapel where the dirt and water apparently has cured blindness in many, many documented cases. So with us is one of the doctors that I really admire a lot is Dr. Amy Offit, who experiences miracles every day in her practice. Dr. Offit, welcome to Healthy Vision.
Hi, Dr. Kondrat. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. And I'm glad you're on the show with us. And maybe you could share with the listeners a little bit of the work you're doing. And you had the pleasure of meeting a very prominent medical doctor recently who's involved with miracles in medicine. Maybe tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, I did. Well, I've been practicing medicine now for about 16 years in Central Texas, and my practice has completely revolutionized as I have leaned away from the cookie-cutter robot medicine that I initially learned about in my medical training and has migrated toward a much more whole person perspective, considering the spirit of each person that I meet. And it was at that time that I started seeing literally miracles happen for my patients and for myself that I wasn't noticing prior to that time. And the doctor you were referring to is Dr. Bernie Siegel, who's written several books about how miracles are interwoven into medicine. And he's a retired pediatric surgeon who did surgery on several children with cancer. And he's done a lot of really interesting research about the spirit of the patients and how the spirit participates greatly in the healing process. And I recently heard him speak, and one of the most interesting things he presented was a group of drawings that he had collected over the years from patients who were going into surgery. So he would have a child draw a picture, a self-portrait, before the operation. And from the colors that they chose and the way that the picture was drawn, he could predict almost every single time the outcome of that child's care because of the spiritual nature of the drawing. And that really touched me because I think that the spirit is probably one of the least appreciated parts of tending to our patients in the United States. As we go, through the process of taking care of patients in regular doctor visits. And so I was very inspired to see his work and to hear some of the stories he told and to see some of the cases that he presented, and just convinced me all the more that miracles do happen every day if I'm watching for them, and are definitely possible, much more so than I might have previously realized.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned the drawing, that the colors that the child used was a predictor. And with us on the show is Nadi Martel, who's a physicist and an authority in light therapy. So maybe we could talk a little bit about his interpretation of the colors that the child drew. And I just wonder whether you could influence the spirit with light therapy, maybe to change the energy field or perception of the child by using different healing light modalities. Nadi, do you want to comment on that?
Dr. Conrad?
I'm not sure if we're all connected. Okay. Amy, do you hear everybody?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Can you share with Anadi the colors that were that the child drew that were like predictive? I wonder if you could share with us.
Sure. He showed several different examples, and the examples that stood out the most to me were the ones that were very dark. Some of them had no color. They would be shades of gray and then black. And all the children were given a collection of different colors to use and obviously weren't prompted, weren't given any instructions, just draw a picture of yourself. And so some of the interesting things were the children who felt they didn't have control a lot of times would draw a picture of themselves without hands. Sometimes they would draw a picture of themselves within their family, and they would be way to the side, and their family might be, say, in color, and they would be in black. And those are just some of the interesting cases that he used to describe. Really, and from a child's perspective, I think even more so, because children are so naive and innocent, that to see them draw themselves distant from their family and with no color was a predictor of probably a worse outcome.
Well, Amy, we're coming up to a break right now on Healthy Vision, but your comment was very interesting that there was the grays and the dark shades, because that indicates the lack of light and the lack of healing. So I'm wondering if putting more light into that person, either through support, through love, or by applying certain wavelengths of light to change the energetic field. And we're coming up to a break. When we come back, I'm going to shift things to Anadi, and maybe he can talk a little bit about his experience with light therapy, and maybe which spectrums of light would possibly benefit that person. So you're listening to Healthy Vision. We're talking about holiday lights and miracles over the holidays. We'll be right back after this break.
Some Capitol Hill lawmakers are calling for the creation of a bipartisan investigative panel to probe allegations of Russian election year hacking. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff tells ABC's This Week that President-elect Trump needs to stop bashing U.S. intelligence.
By attacking the intelligence community, basically it's going to make that much more difficult for the current president to make attribution, for the American people to understand what they really need to about Russian involvement in our elections. This was unprecedented, and for the president-elect to continue to give the Russians deniability is deeply damaging to the country.
Members of the Electoral College formally vote tomorrow on Trump. The average price of regular gasoline has jumped 6 cents nationally over the past 2 weeks to $2.26 a gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the 2016 average price for regular is $1.21 below what motorists paid 2 years ago. S&P futures gaining 3 points, the NASDAQ futures up 7. I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX weather center for tonight, it'll be clear, a low 39. We'll have a sunny Monday with a high of 66, as winds will be around 15 miles an hour. Monday night, it'll be clear with a low of 43. We'll have sunshine Tuesday with a high of 69. Tuesday night, it'll be clear with a low of 44. Wednesday, we'll have a sunny day with a high of 70. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 61 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. The newly remodeled Arena Sports Grill is Scottsdale's favorite neighborhood family restaurant. Enjoy breakfast every weekend until 2 with a build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Watch all the college and NFL games on our state-of-the-art television. There's not a bad seat in the house. Daily food specials and events like Texas Hold'em, trivia, and Team Feud. Place your bet at our off-track wagering window. Arena Sports Grill at 64th Street in Bell, the official Nebraska Cornhusker bar. Go to arenasportsgrills.com for more information. Go Big Red.
Sure, you can eat cake, or you can eat Cakeini. Cakeini is a family-owned custom cake shop known for their one-of-a-kind baked creations. But they're not just cakes and cupcakes. Each Cakeini location has a full espresso bar, serving locally roasted coffee, along with egg, bacon, or sausage breakfast bagels, and a variety of delicious paninis. Stop by one of Cakeini's locations today. Mention KFNX 1100 and get 10% off your order. Scottsdale Fashion Square Mall or Santan Village Mall in Gilbert. Cakeini.com. Cakeini.com.
Traveling this holiday season? Before you pack up the car and see family and friends, head on over to your local Advanced Auto Service and Tire Center. They're offering a free Valvoline conventional oil change with any set of Cooper tires. Low price guarantee included. No one sells tires for less.
Family owned and operated since 1989. Advanced Auto Service and Tire Centers is your neighborhood source for everything automotive. Schedule your appointment online at advancedauto.com.
Welcome to the Orphan Diaries. Here's the founder of Food for Orphans, Gary Van Dyke.
Ken doesn't know how old he is. He guesses at around 7. His whole life has been centered on finding food. You see, he lives at the dump and he's never been anywhere else. You can find Ken walking in a decaying landfill of rotting garbage, plastic bags, and shards of broken glass. To many, Ken and children like him are invisible. But they're not, are they?
For more information, visit www.foodfororphans.org.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back, and we're talking about holiday lights and miracles over the holidays. And with me, we have Anadi Martel, who's a physicist, an expert on light as a healing modality, and Dr. Amy Offit, who practices in Texas, and she's going to be coming out with a book on miracles in medicine. So, Anadi, before the break, we were talking about these dark colors that a child drew before surgery that was a negative predictor of the outcome. And the question I have for you, is there something that can be done to put more light, to change the light in that child?
Well, you know, professionals will use light in many different ways. You can use light, shine colors of lights on the skin, for example, for some types of treatments. You can also... things are possible. If you want to have... it's always positive to be using beautiful, pure, bright colors in any circumstance. So if you don't have access to a professional light therapist, you can hardly ever go wrong by using beautiful colors in your environment. And I guess for a child who is missing this color input, color Christmas lights are... a very nice way to bring these pure energies into his experience. And, of course, this can be done in many different ways. Like I've devised instruments to create pure fields of colors to do this in a very efficient way. But there's so many available colors around us that can be used as well.
I know in Syntonic... optometry, we use light therapy to balance the autonomic nervous system. It seems like there when there's a disharmony in the autonomic nervous system, we use different shades of the spectrum of light, more towards the red end to add energy, more towards the blue end to take away energy. And I would think in this particular case, the reds and greens of Christmas are shifting, putting more energy into the child, while the blues tend to be maybe a little bit more depressive. So I think, you know, light therapy can be very powerful, especially for the emotions. And, of course, in my practice, I use light every day in treating eye problems, irradiating light into the eye and changing retinal function, expanding the visual field. So it has an amazing application. So, Dr. Offit, did Dr. Siegel give any suggestions on treatment in terms of changing these parameters?
I think he, you know, these were from his pre-retirement time. So I think since then he's trying to get the word out to others maybe to watch for these kinds of issues with, you know, really just to support those children who may be feeling lonely or afraid or fearful, and to recognize that since kids aren't always able to verbalize how they feel, but you could see it in a picture. I think he's just trying to get the word out that this is also something in adults. He's done some of the same work where he has adults do a drawing of themselves, and a lot of the same factors translate into adult drawings as well. And he even showed an example actually of an engineer who wouldn't draw a picture of himself and wrote a very detailed explanation of why he couldn't, and then talked about what that meant. And so it was just very interesting to see all the different personalities in these self-portraits. He showed a self-portrait of himself that he had painted before he started analyzing these, and it was very serious. He had on his mask and his surgical hat and very serious eyes, and said that was very indicative of how he felt at that time, covered up and, you know, not letting himself be fully expressed. And so it was around that time, I think, that he started to experience really the miracle of letting himself become the physician that he is now, who touches people and hugs people and talks to people and is real, which is one of the things that's so endearing about him. And that's mostly what he shares in his books, as he talks about love and miracles and influencing people through the spirit as much as through a knife or a procedure or a medication.
Yeah, and that's one thing that physicians lack many times is the human touch. You know, we spend so much of our time studying laboratory data, looking at x-rays, and we're not really making that contact with the patient, which is really so essential for healing, you know, the human contact and the human touch.
Mm-hmm.
Anadi, do you have maybe some comments on, you know, things that people can do to change their emotional state? I know, you know, during the Christmas holidays, the red and greens are energy to people. You know, and children are very excited around the holidays with the red and green lights that symbolize, you know, the Christmas holidays. They're cherry colors, and of course, in syntonic light therapy, green is the balance of the body. Green is love. Green is when the body is completely balanced, it's green. And red is the sympathetic nervous system putting energy into the body. So we're shifting things more towards an energetic state. So your comments on that, Anadi?
Well, there are some quite sophisticated color psychology systems where you can gather a lot of cues or hints about a person's state through her color preferences. And as you mentioned, I mean, there are some broad laws that seem to be quite universally accepted regarding the properties of colors. And there's what's called the warm colors, the red, green, the red, orange, yellows, which are considered to be more stimulating, energizing. Whereas the cool colors, the blue, green, turquoise, are considered to be more sedating or calming. And between those two regions is the green range, which, as you mentioned, is usually considered to be a balancing color, equilibrium color. And if you put the colors in a circle, if you do the chromatic circles, there's another range where these two warm and cool colors meet, and that's around the violet and magenta range. That's the transition between blue and red. And this is another very interesting and powerful color for balancing and equilibrium. So, indeed, if you want to bring joy and energy, the warm colors, the red, yellow, orange, will be the most effective. But colors like the violet and the magenta can also bring great soothing, the pacifying. So they can also be very much part of the Christmas spirit.
Well, I'm going to open up the lines now. If any of you that are listening out there that have an experience with color therapy or you want to share a miracle, give us a call. We're coming up to a break. When we come back, we'll take your call. You can reach us at 602-277-5369. Once again, 602-277-5369 or toll free, 866-536-1100. 866-536-1100. And we come back, we're going to be talking more about holiday lights. We're going to be talking about miracles and how light therapy can help you. We'll be back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? A cataract is like a red warning light. Don't replace the bulb. Find out why the light is on. The 3 Steps to Reverse Cataracts Without Surgery webinar is now available. Here's a sample of items covered in the webinar. 1. Can eye drops cure cataract and what eye drops work best? 2. Focal scurvy might be a cause of cataracts. 3. Why cataract surgery might lead to macular degeneration and why this should be your last resort. And 4. Elevated lead is a leading cause of cataracts and much, much more. It's easy to register. Go to stopcataract.com. That's stopcataract.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? Don't miss this important webinar. Go to stopcataract.com.
The Watergate of eye care. Are you receiving injections or have been advised to receive injections for a wet macular degeneration? You need to read this free report now. Learn the facts of misrepresentations of injections for wet macular degeneration. Learn how national study data was manipulated. Learn about systemic side effects such as heart attacks, stomach bleeding, and strokes. Ocular side effects such as blindness, glaucoma, and cataracts. Discover how drug companies are offering payoffs and bribes to doctors. Learn about a recent study that 1 out of 5 people who receive injections will develop ocular atrophy. Learn what you can do to save your vision with safe alternative therapies. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328. Don't delay. Call now for your free report on the dangers of injections and what you can do to save your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Give the gift of sight. Dr. Edward Kondrat wants to make your holiday shopping easy for the perfect gift. 20% off his best-selling book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Gift wrapped and shipped at no extra charge. Each book will be signed by Dr. Kondrat. What better gift than giving the gift of sight? Take advantage of this special holiday offer. This book is the perfect holiday gift. Only $19.95, includes gift wrapping and shipping in the United States. A signed copy of Dr. Kondrat's best-selling book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Order by going to kondratspecial.com. KondratSpecial.com. Or call 800-430-9328. Give the gift of sight. Order by going to kondratspecial.com. Or call 800-430-9328.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
We're back. We're talking about holiday lights and miracles. And Anadi asked me if I have experienced any miracles in my practice. And to be honest with you, I see miracles every day in my practice. People come to me because they've been told by their eye doctor, nothing can be done. You're going blind. And simply by listening to them, doing the appropriate treatment, understanding their problem, when most of the times we can restore lost vision. So it's really, really rewarding. And Dr. Offit, you wanted to make a comment about purple, and please tell the listeners about your upcoming book, which I'm really excited.
Thank you. I wanted to comment that the color purple is considered a spiritual color, and in a lot of churches, the robes that are worn or the even some of the ornamental drapings up at the front of churches are in purple, and that's because purple is a spiritual color, and it does deliver spiritual energy. So it's not by accident that they use that color in a lot of church settings. And in the Bible, the color purple is mentioned as well quite a few times. I wanted to say that a miracle is actually something that happens that isn't expected and that cannot necessarily be explained through common sense or commonplace explanations. And so when talking about seeing miracles every day in our practices, I feel like miracles are maybe a little underappreciated and under-recognized. Albert Einstein actually had a really awesome quote about miracles. He said, there are two ways to look at life. either as if nothing is a miracle or as if everything is a miracle. And I've, as soon as I read that quote, it's actually in a popular kids movie as well. That quote is in a movie called Miracles from Heaven that my daughter loves. But when I started looking for them, I started seeing them everywhere. And the book that I'm writing has to do with how miracles are part of the healing process. And I use the word heal as an acronym to divide it into four categories, where H is for hope, E is for empathy, A is for affirmations, and L is for love. Because I feel those are four of the areas in the relationships that I develop with my patients that help in the healing process and help in the unrolling or the uncovering of the miracles that are possible for each patient that I see. So I'm very excited to share that. And as I keep working on it, Dr. Siegel is certainly an inspiration, and you too, Dr. Kondrat, are an inspiration to me for letting my heart connect with my patients as much as my mind. And that is what I think brings the miracles into my practice and into my life on a daily basis.
Yeah, I think, you know, as physicians, we tend to be over-scientific. If we can't explain it based on a chemical formula or a physiological reaction, it hasn't happened. But I think that just extending sometimes your love and care, and I love that acronym, HEAL, and giving patients hope when there's no hope, can be very, very powerful. And I think combining it with light therapy, which is a big part of my practice, helping balancing the autonomic nervous system and putting the right energy into the person. And, you know, I was thinking about that child that you described earlier, that his, in his drawing it was lacking color. And probably in a case like that, he needs every color. When someone just is gloomy and has shades of gray and black, that's the absence of light. And I really believe that color therapy, along with supportive care, would really change the whole persona of that individual. Anadi, you want to comment on that?
Sure. Actually, whenever you're not quite sure about which color would be best for a person, you can never go wrong by using the whole rainbow, as you mentioned, using all colors. And so it's really a wonderful way to use colors by projecting or using a variety of colors in equal proportion. So you kind of balance out whatever needs to be balanced in the person. So it's very hard to go wrong by this, the rainbow combination.
Yeah, we have a device in our office. We have a device in our office that the patient selects the wavelength or the color. It's the Swedish device. I can't think of the developer of that. You know him, Anadi. He comes to all
Carl
of our
Radberg.
Meetings. Yeah, Carl
Radberg.
Yeah, and the patient sits next to the machine and puts glasses on and turns the knob. And he can sort of select a wavelength of light that kind of resonates. And, of course, then we document that particular wavelength. But at the same time, I feel very strongly it's also the color that you avoid. Sometimes that's the color that you need. So there has to be a balance between lights that you prefer and also lights that are lacking in your system in order to get true healing.
Yeah, that's very true. But both colors that you love and colors that you hate are very meaningful. They both have something to say. And sometimes by reintroducing the colors that you feel you don't like, you actually can experience psychological breakthroughs. It's commonly used in psychotherapy. There are beautiful methods working with colors to work with trauma and so on through using colors which you feel you want to avoid. they actually have a precious message to convey as well.
Well, the organization that you're president of, the International Light Association, is a phenomenal organization bringing together diverse practitioners from all over the world who are using light in a really joyous manner to help patients psychologically and physically. So, you know, those of you that are listening, make sure you investigate the symposium. The International Light Association meeting is coming back to the United States. And Nadia, you want to give those dates again and the website for people who can get more information?
Right. The symposium is on April 30 to May 3rd next year. And the website is international-light-association.org. And the symposium will be in Fort Lauderdale near Miami. And we, for example, one interesting topic that we'll be covering that's of interest to everybody is our ambient lighting sources. We're using new light sources now. The LED lights are becoming common. They're really spreading in our environment. And there are many things of importance to know about the properties of LED lights and how they can affect our health. And many of these facts are not yet well known because LED lights are so new. We're still discovering their the impact that they have on our biology and our minds. So this is one of the very interesting topics that we'll be talking with some specialists at the ILA symposium.
And you're going to be presenting a paper at the symposium also?
Probably not this time, because I'm writing a book that came out in French, but it won't be out in English in time for the symposium. So I'll probably wait till next year to when the book is out. The book is called The Power of Light, and should be out next autumn.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. And then Dr. Offit's book should be out around that time, too. So we got two authors are going to be releasing their book, which is wonderful. And, of course, you have to mention, Nadi, that yours truly is going to be presenting at the International Light Association on ultraviolet.
Indeed, Ed, you'll be talking about the power of ultraviolet light, huh?
Yeah, and it's a therapy that's not new. It's been used in the early 40s. It's still controversial, but it has amazing, amazing healing properties. And I look forward to discussing that. But I want to thank Nadi and Amy so much for joining me on Healthy Vision to talk about holiday lights and miracles. And I want to wish both of you much joy over the holiday season.
Thank you, Dr. Kondra. I hope you do, too, with your family.
And to all of the listeners out there, wishing you happy holiday, good health, and clear vision. And I look forward to a wonderful 2017 on Healthy Vision, sharing with you new modalities to improve your health and new modalities to restore your vision. Happy holidays, everyone.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Low libido, erectile dysfunction, pain, chronic inflammation, stubborn weight loss, cellulite, belly fat, and heart attack are only a few issues from metal toxicity and nutritional deficiencies. Mercury from dental fillings, lead from lipstick, aluminum from cookware are just a few causes of metal poisoning. Find your risks with a hair analysis. Call Healthy Habit, 6029 North 7th Street in Phoenix. For testing, call 602-252-6000. That's 602-252-6000.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. It's 6 o'clock.